Navy Admiral Christopher Grady, head of the U.S. Fleet Forces Command, has been nominated by the White House as Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. If confirmed, Grady will succeed Air Force General John Hyten, who is slated to wrap up his term as the second highest-ranking military officer on November 21. The lack of an official nominee for the vice chairman post had been a cause of concern for lawmakers in recent weeks, with Senator Dan Sullivan describing the situation as a dereliction of duty by President Joe Biden in maintaining military readiness, Military Times reported Tuesday. Senator Jim Inhofe expressed alarm at the president's leaving the position empty amid the threats faced by the U.S. Arnold Punaro, a former Senate Armed Services Committee staff director and retired Marine Corps Major General, told Military Times that while the nomination was drawn out, the Senate still has time to expedite the confirmation process so Hyten's post will not be left vacant. He doubted that any senator would object to filling such a crucial, high-ranking position. Grady was rumored to be Hyten's possible successor in October. Admiral Charles Richard, head of the U.S. Strategic Command, was also reportedly under consideration for the post.